Richland Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It is 27 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, speaking out about the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
My prayers are with his family, including his wife Yulia, who is with us today. And if confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear. Russia is responsible.
Yulia Navalny receiving a standing ovation when she spoke about her husband at that conference. He could be fined up to $370 million and barred from ever doing business in New York again. Former President Donald Trump will hear the verdict in his civil fraud trial later this afternoon. He's already been found guilty of vastly inflating his worth in financial filings. Money being donated to the GoFundMe page for Lisa Lopez Galvan, the radio host shot and killed by the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally this week. One of those contributing, Taylor Swift. This is ABC News. President Biden heads to East Palestine, Ohio today, a year after a train derailment spilled thousands of gallons of toxins, forcing hundreds out of their homes.
The president will deliver remarks outlining his administration's response, including how the federal government is holding Norfolk Southern responsible. President Biden has faced fierce criticism for waiting so long to make this visit. The White House said this week it's a trip he's been wanting to make, but wanted to make sure it was the right time to do so. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history last night, setting a new scoring record in college basketball.
The 6-foot Iowa senior breaking the record on a three-pointer from 30 feet.
That was the only way to do it.
Clark now the highest women's scorer in NCAA history, thanking her fans, teammates, and coach.
It takes a village to become, you know, something like this and build something like this.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
China is trying to build the world's fastest train. So far, it has hit about 400 miles an hour, but the goal is 1,200 miles an hour by the year 2030. A Chinese missile maker designed it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs. Signs from talented people.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and cool conditions with highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold with a low of 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and rather breezy with a high of 30 and winds westerly 12 to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 6 to 8 miles per hour And after a low this morning of 23, we're at our high so far for the day of 27 degrees.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is 27 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A passenger on a UTV received life-threatening injuries in Richland County. Wednesday night around 8:40, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a female who had fallen out of a moving UTV on County Highway V near Cazenovia. Emergency personnel responded and found Amber Markinus, 35, of Wisconsin Dells, unresponsive but breathing. She was transported by MedFlight to UW Hospital. Officers spoke with the driver of the UTV, Devin Rigo, 25, of Cazenovia. While speaking with him, deputies saw signs of impairment. Devin Rigo was arrested for operating the UTV while intoxicated, causing injury. Two senior employees at a Wisconsin corn plant have been sentenced to 2 years in prison for falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into a fatal corn dust explosion in 2017. 50-year-old Derek Clark of Wanakee and 45-year-old Sean Messner of Reedstown were sentenced yesterday for their convictions last October on multiple safety, environmental, and fraud charges. Clark was Didion Milling's vice president of operations. Messner was the company's former food safety superintendent. They are among several Didion employees found guilty in connection with the explosion, which killed 5 people at the company's Cambria corn mill. Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced approximately $6 million in grant funding to lake organizations, nonprofit organizations, and municipal and county governments throughout Wisconsin. Funding, which includes Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants, as well as support for the Clean Boats, Clean Waters, and Lake Monitoring and Protection Network programs, will be used to help restore and protect the state's surface water resources in 2024 and beyond. This year, the program received 428 applications from eligible applicants requesting over $9.1 million in funding. The selected projects are diverse, including education and outreach activities, management planning, habitat restoration, runoff management, water quality improvement projects, and aquatic invasive species control. The projects designated for award leverage a substantial amount of local funding and are sure to make significant contributions to Wisconsin's natural resource legacy. Each year, the program supports many local and regional partnerships working to improve water quality across counties and watersheds. An example of the work recipients will perform is within a specific watershed. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will continue to support the development of a 9-key element watershed plan, which will provide a framework for improving water quality in Vernon, La Crosse, and Monroe counties. Altogether, Healthy Lakes and Rivers grants were awarded to 24 organizations to implement effective and inexpensive practices that are proven to improve habitat and water quality. 145 organizations will receive support to participate in the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, and 38 organizations will receive support to participate in the Lake Monitoring and Protection Network. As part of the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, local advocates focus on invasive species. The Lake Monitoring and Protection Network supports lake monitoring and aquatic invasive species prevention activities on a county basis and is now present in 69 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced a bill that would lower the cost of higher education for members of the military that are serving out their home state. The bill would require colleges and universities to charge in-state tuition for veterans and members of the reserves. Van Orden said the bill will help provide a new career choice and additional educational opportunities. A Southeast Wisconsin university is facing financial hard times. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports Concordia University, Wisconsin, sent an email to its students this week stating that the school will face a significant reduction in operations and cutbacks at its Mequon campus, including staff reductions. The university told the Milwaukee TV station that a partner Concordia campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan, will face greater cutbacks, including staff reductions and dispersal of property, facilities, and equipment. Following a meeting of Concordia's Board of Regents, a financial plan will be announced within the next few weeks. The situation has arisen despite growth in enrollment at the school. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose a $1,000 fine on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition worked jointly with the Reedsburg Police Department to conduct compliance checks in January at licensed alcohol retailers across Reedsburg. Law enforcement and volunteer youth buyers completed 24 checks. Of these, 15 retailers did not sell to underage buyers, resulting in a 63% compliance rate. However, 9 retailers sold illegally to underage buyers. The number of retailers who sold to underage buyers increased from 5 in June 2023 to 9 in January 2024. The goal of the compliance check program is to encourage compliance with state and local alcohol laws. Research shows that conducting compliance checks at least twice per year over multiple years can reduce illegal sales to young people. Retailers can use education materials available through the Department of Revenue to train their employees to check IDs properly and not sell to minors. Wisconsin law prohibits the sale of alcohol to any under the age of 21. Selling illegally to minors can result in up to a $500 fine for first offenders, with increasing fines and possible jail time or alcohol license suspension for repeat offenders. Wisconsin's underage drinking and adult drinking rates are higher than state and national averages. In 2021, 29% of Sauk County high school students reported drinking in the past month, compared to 25% of all Wisconsin high school students and 23% of all high school students nationwide. Wisconsin adults also drink more than the national average. In 2022, 62% of all Wisconsin adults reported drinking in the past month, compared to 55% of all United States adults. Compliance checks are only one part of a larger strategy to reduce youth access to alcohol. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition meets monthly to reduce and prevent youth use of alcohol and vapes. Meetings are open to the public and all are welcome. For more information about the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention or to join the coalition, visit their website at p4psauk.org. That's p4psauk.org. An effort to reduce drunk driving in Wisconsin, State Senator Chris Larson is proposing a requirement for all drivers convicted of OWI to get alcohol-detecting ignition interlock devices installed in their vehicles. That's currently required only in some circumstances. It's the seventh time the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced legislation to do that. Larson's bill would include those convicted of first offense OWI, which remains a misdemeanor in Wisconsin. He was joined at a press conference yesterday by representatives of the Milwaukee Fire Department and Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Currently in Richland Center, it's 27 degrees at 12:17. WRCO's News at Noon will continue in a moment.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 27 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. 2 people are dead and 24 people are in the hospital across the country. Whether you're settling into your 60s or heading into your 90s, be careful when taking medicines, herbal preparations, and supplements. As we age, physical changes can affect the way our body handles medications and how medicines work in our bodies, which can lead to potential complications. Even if your medications have worked well for you over the years, they might need to be adjusted or changed later in life. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration offers these important safety tips to keep in mind. Take medicine as prescribed. If you're having side effects that bother you or have other questions about your medication, talk to a healthcare professional. Don't take prescription medication your healthcare professional has not prescribed for you. Taking someone else's prescription medication can cause unexpected side effects or dangerous reactions. Store your medicines properly and check the expiration date. Medicines that aren't stored properly may not work as well or may cause harm even if they are not expired. Be sure to read the information you were provided to find specific storage instructions for your medicine. Most medicines are best stored up and away in a cool, dry place. Avoid exposing medicines to extreme high or low temperatures. Be aware of potential medication interactions and side effects. Even common foods and drinks can cause serious interactions with medications. Learn about possible interactions and side effects of your medications by reading drug labels on your medicine. Also, review any special instructions from your healthcare professional. Keep a medication list. Write down all medicines you take, including over-the-counter drugs, vitamins, and dietary supplements. Keep the list current and show it to your healthcare providers, including physical therapist and dentist. Keep one copy at home and another with you. When in doubt, reach out and ask your pharmacist or contact the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Division of Drug Information at 1-855-543-3784 or druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, will begin sending new EV hybrid stickers to current owners of electric and hybrid vehicles as required by recent legislation. The new law requires that the orange and black EV hybrid stickers be attached to each license plate issued for an electric or hybrid vehicle. Wisconsin had nearly 146,000 electric and hybrid vehicles on the road in 2023. The Wisconsin law was passed in 2023 for the safety of first responders when dealing with electric-powered vehicles in emergency situations. First responders will be able to quickly identify the vehicle as having electric components by the orange and black EV hybrid sticker. All current owners of electric or hybrid vehicles with valid registration will automatically be sent their EV hybrid sticker and should receive their sticker by June. Starting this summer, those who apply for title and registration for a new electric or hybrid vehicle, including those purchased at a dealership, will be provided a sticker with their new plate. Anyone who purchases an electric or hybrid vehicle ahead of that time will receive their sticker by mail. There is no need to contact the DMV for EV hybrid stickers. The Small Ruminant webinar series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eady, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. A webinar will be held via Zoom at 7:30 Wednesday. Lamb and Kid Care, the first 72 hours, will be presented by Roselle Bush, DVM. Up to 50% of all pre-weaning lamb and kid deaths occur in the first 24 hours after birth. This webinar will cover the common presentations for sick kids and lambs within the first few days of life. Participants will discuss practical methods for triage to increase the likelihood of a positive outcome. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R468P. That's the number 4, the letter R, the number 468, and the letter P. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress reminds residents there's still time to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the WCC. You can submit proposed resolutions online now through February 26th. The concern must have statewide impact, be practical, achievable, and reasonable, and be within the mission and vision of the WCC. You may submit up to 2 resolutions per year and must present the resolution in person during the annual spring hearings on April 8th. The online input will begin Wednesday, April 10th and close Saturday, April 13th. If you are interested in submitting a resolution, reach out to the Resolution Review Committee or your WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR Spring Hearings webpage. Grant County High School students who will be graduating high school are encouraged to apply for the Grant County Farm Progress Days Scholarship. The Executive Committee Grant County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund to give a $500 scholarship each year. It will be awarded to a graduating high school senior who resides in Grant County. Applicants must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2- or 4-year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grant County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The scholarship is not need-based. However, if everything else is equal, need may be considered by the committee. The application deadline is March 1st to the applicant's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu and can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125. That's 723-2125. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for the Wisconsin Organic Advisory Council through March 8th. Seats are available in each of the following categories: Organic Certifier, Organic Business, Organic Farmer, and At Large. Members serve 3-year terms, and the council meets every other month for a total of 6 times per calendar year. Nomination forms should explain why you would be a valuable addition to the council. Completed nomination forms should be mailed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCP, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708, or email to andrew.bernhardt@wisconsin.gov. For questions, contact Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP Organic Program Specialist, at 608-572-0512. A committee of DATCAP staff and stakeholder representatives will evaluate nominees and make recommendations for appointment to the DATCAP secretary. New members will start their term at the July 2024 OAC meeting. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on DATCAP's website. Nominations are open for the 2024 Governor's Service Awards. The Governor's Service Awards honor outstanding national service members, volunteers, and programs. Those honored by these awards will have made significant contributions to Wisconsin through their service, with their generous service impacting the lives of countless Wisconsinites. Awards will recognize outstanding national service by individuals and programs serving through AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, and the impact volunteers make throughout the state by honoring a Volunteer of the Year from multiple categories of volunteer service. Nominations for the awards are due Monday, March 18th, with the 2024 nomination form and information available on the Serve Wisconsin website at servewisconsin.wi.gov/governors-service-awards. The awards ceremony will be held Wednesday, May 15th at the Green Lake Conference Center. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Raffle is at Padfield of Richland Center on ticket number 212. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Lawston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's up to 29 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Mick Ladd is survived by his wife, Ardell, son, Leif and Tracy Ladd, daughter, Rhonda and Rick Ladd, 5 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, sisters, Jane and Richard Walters, Laura and Rob Donner, and Alice and Jean Bailey. Close friend, Leroy Huffman, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Sunday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Lime Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Bertha Elwood is survived by 3 daughters, Judy and Jerry Paff of Hill Point, Janet and Mike Hanser of Gray Bull, Wyoming, and Karen and Kent Westfall of Loganville. 10 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 5 great-great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Dorothy Gustina of South Beloit, Illinois, and Joyce Elwood of Beloit, Wisconsin. Special niece Donna Davis, along with other relatives and friends. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee, in lieu of flowers considered donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayers Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family. Evelyn Romanowski is survived by 2 children, Stan Bolin and Kathy Elliott of Edgerton, and Teresa and Bob Esty of Canada. 2 granddaughters, 3 grandsons, 3 great-granddaughters, 6 great-grandsons, her sister, Wanda Lightsey of Nashville, Tennessee, many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Dennis Dahl include 5 nieces, Carrie and Jeanette McBrier, Natalie Dahl, Kelly and Chad Conuti, Kim McBrier, and Casey Wagner. 2 nephews, Travis Dahl and Justin and Aliona Dahl, and many great nieces and nephews. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Dahl, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92 of Rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial follows the services at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Martin Bolin is survived by 3 sons, Gary and Carol Bolin of Casanova, Dale and Lisa Bolin, and Richard and Danella Bolin, all of Laval. 9 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Virginia and Delmer Hannah of Missouri, 2 brothers, Donald and Lois Bolin of Laval and Elgin and Shirley Bolin of Baraboo, brother-in-law, Dan Kirshner of Lafarge, special friend, Barbara DeVault, and many nieces and nephews. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of rural Laval.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Donna and Lee Riddio. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it certainly is a chilly one across the region today, and it's going to stay cool through tomorrow. Then we'll have another pattern shift with mild Pacific air flowing in across the Midwest. Not a whole lot of precipitation in sight for our area as well. There has been some accumulating snow passing south of Wisconsin today. That'll quickly move away. And looks like our next chance of a couple of light rain showers would come in Tuesday or Wednesday, but that's just a small chance at this point, and there could be a little shot of colder air toward the very end of next week. Maybe there'll be a few snow flurries with that, but again, if you're a snow lover, not too much hope in sight here for the next week. Be sure to bundle up those you're heading out through tonight, as wind chill factors could dip down to near zero later tonight. Here's that forecast for today. We should see a mix of sun and clouds as temperatures top out in the upper 20s. Northwest wind between 8 and 15 miles an hour. Clear or partly cloudy tonight, low near 10 degrees. Northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and rather breezy with a high of 30. West wind between 12 and 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, still a few clouds and breezy, low at 22. Sunday should be partly cloudy, breezy, and a touch warmer, high near 37. Northwest wind between 10 and 18. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy and mild, low 20, high of 42. Tuesday, mixed skies and mild with spotty sprinkles possible. Low 27 with a high of 47. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer yet with a small chance of light showers. Low 33 with a high of 51. Thursday, partly sunny, not as warm. Low at 30 with a high near 42 degrees. We'll probably see highs drop back into the low 30s by next Friday. You have yourself a great afternoon. Enjoy some of that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 29 degrees in Richland Center with partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 23. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 29. The record high for this date set in 1981 is 63 degrees. The record low 22 below was set in 1973. Last year's high was 30 with a low of 20. Sunset today will be at 5:34, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:57. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.12 and no precipitation to report. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center under partly sunny skies.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Does the Farm Bill provide disproportionately more help to big farms? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Is the Farm Bill a handout to big farms? Texas A&M ag economist Joe Outlaw was asked that in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts.
In this country, we have only about 2-3% of all the farms are corporate owned. What you have is a lot of family farms that have chosen to get bigger, and maybe they've incorporated as a tax management scheme, but not as a matter of practice of how their farm is run. It is a family operation. Most people in this country that actually are involved in agriculture understand that 100%. It's the outside people who hear corporate agriculture.
The way Outlaw sees it, if farms are getting bigger, it's reflective of marketplace competition.
If you want to have a productive agriculture, you're going to have to allow farms to get bigger and take advantage of cost economies. And I know that means that maybe the neighbor gets squeezed out. But you know what? When they get squeezed out, they're getting more for their land than they probably ever dreamed they were going to get for that land. And they're not getting squeezed out. They're just basically not finding that they're as competitive anymore because they chose not to get bigger.
There's a link to that Groundwork podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. USDA is projecting a continued downturn in commodity prices for 2024. Chief economist Seth Meyer tells Brownfield the slide began more than a year ago.
Off of those peaks in 2022, generally speaking, the expectation is that for the 24-25 crop season that we'll see yet lower prices for most commodities. There are some exceptions, cotton being one of them.
He says corn farmers are averaging around $4.80 for the crop they're marketing now versus $4.40 for the upcoming year. Farm income is projected to decline significantly for 2024, and a crop insurance specialist says farmers need to assess their risk. Compeer Financial's Brock Willard says it starts with figuring out cost of production.
Programs at the FSA this year, depending on where we're headed now from a price, ARC and PLC both on corn could be very, have different advantages one over the other. So one of them may work better for some than for another operation.
He tells Brownfield producers aren't just exploring the best risk management options for crops. They're also looking at programs like livestock risk protection as cattle prices have pushed higher.
Capitalize on some of these high prices, especially with what you can do on kind of some of the calf side where you can lock out prices for a long ways out. There's some that are nervous for that cattle cycle come back. So I think they're usually, you know, some are looking at it at a long term to try to cash in on where we're at today.
A dairy market analyst says crossbreeding dairy cattle with beef genetics has significantly reduced heifer inventories and the ability for farmers to grow. The Daily Dairy Report's Serena Sharp tells Brownfield that practice has helped diversify dairy farmer revenue streams and increase the value of dairy cows. In USDA's latest cattle inventory report, she says,
they give one number that I really like to watch, which is the number of dairy heifers that are expected to calve and enter the milk cow herd within the year. They've been tracking that number since 2001, and we came into this year with the lowest, by far, heifer inventories in that category.
USDA's newly released Census of Agriculture shows women and young farmers play important roles on the farm. Statistician Virginia Harris told USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum on Thursday, female producers account for 36% of farm producers.
Their highest participation in decision-making were in the categories of day-to-day decisions, record-keeping, and financial management aspects of the farm.
And the number of young farmers has grown since 2017, reaching 9%. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
A quiet Friday for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's a quiet start for direct cash cattle business following the previous 2 days of light to moderate trade. Northern dress steers have been marked at mostly $287 to $288, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Southern trade this week has been up mostly $180. That's $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 76 cents at $296.06. Select is 20 cents higher at $288.19. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 550 to 900 pounds are $3 to $5 higher. Steers 900 pounds and up were steady to $4 lower. Heifers were $2 to $5 lower. The USDA says the quality was good for the Hereford Influence sale. Many heifers purchased for replacements brought top dollar. Demand was also good. Medium and large one feeder steer, 665 to 696 pounds, brought $270 to $284. Feeder steers, 754 to 780 pounds, brought $252.50 to $264.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 651 to 695 pounds, brought $286 to $249. Cash hogs are higher at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. It was a very strong week for export sales and shipments, with Mexico topping both of those lists. That affirms demand for U.S. pork on the global market market remains strong. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs. Slaughter numbers have pulled back a little, which could indicate supplies are getting a little tight. Barrows and gilt at the National Daily Director up $1.18 with a weighted average of $69.50. The Iowa Minnesota is 37 cents higher with a weighted average of $69.65. And the Western Corn Belt is up $1.33 with a weighted average of $69.65. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 lower at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $38 to $50. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $37 to $47. And pork values are higher at midday, up $1.32 at $91.11. Ribs and bellies were both sharply higher. Butts and loins are lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Corn's mixed, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up. They are oversold and due for a bounce after hitting multi-month lows. Domestic crush demand strong, canceling out some of the bearishness of slow export sales. March beans are up 7.5 at 11.69 and 3/4. May's 7.25 higher at 11.73 and 1/4. March bean meal's up $6.80 at $3.46.30, adding to that higher move in beans. March bean oil is down 43 points at $45.57. Nearby corn contracts are a little bit weak. Deferred months are firm, remaining just above the recent lows in basically all cases. USDA's Ag Outlook Forum numbers were bearish, as expected, and South American weather's mostly favorable. March beans are down a half at 417 and a quarter. May's a quarter lower at 429 and a half. And wheat's lower. The most active months are either at or near the lows, pressured by slow exports and large world supplies. Wheat's oversold, but those fundamentals are going to be hard to overcome. March Chicago's down 6.5 at 560 and a half. March Kansas City's 9.75 lower at 566. March Minneapolis is down 4 at 654. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, supported by the recent trend in beef. Only firm at midday today, but it was up sharply yesterday afternoon. April live's $1.95 higher at $187.55. June's up $1.22 at $183.10. March feeders are $4 higher at $251.10, and April's up $3.22 at $253.45. And hogs are firm. Cash business is mostly higher, and pork's up at midday. The major direct markets open higher. Midwest butchers are down. April lean's 25 higher at 85.25. June's up 32 at 98.02. And over in the broader market, crude oil's firm. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The Rural Mental Health Resilience Program. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Rural Mental Health Resilience Program recognizes the self-reliance and do-it-yourself mindset that many people who live in rural communities possess. Julie Lux is Vice President of Communications for Rural Minds.
This program was specially designed to play to the strengths of people who live in rural America. We would like to help empower them to move that into mental health support for people living in rural communities. And the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program is a variety of different resources that are available online, everything from fact sheets to give people information about everything from the rural mental mental health crisis that we know is going on here in rural America, to fact sheets about various mental health challenges such as depression, substance abuse, suicide prevention. So all these resources, there's other things like conversation starters. How do you start a conversation about mental health with one of your friends, family member, neighbor? That's available. Warning signs to look for.
Suicide rates are 64 to 68% higher among people living in rural areas compared to those who live in large urban areas. To learn more about the program and how you can help, go to ruralminds.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to